This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The first news item for this week is the next training and assessment weekend. This will be held on the 21st and the 22nd of July at the Ahar Shack, starting time 9 a.m. Contact SASSI, VK5SN, phone 0417 858 547, that's 0417 858 547, or email vk5sn@wia.org.au to make a booking. As well as foundation licence training, there'll be an opportunity to upgrade an existing licence. SASSI has copies of the manual, Your Entry into Amateur Radio, the Foundation Manual 3rd Edition. When you contact SASSI, you can organise your copy of this textbook. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 13th of July, and there will also be an Alara lunch at the Police Club on the same day. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of July. Ahar Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The technical session for the 28th of July will be about power supplies and power connectors for ham radio, and we may even get time to talk about the important subject of earthing your equipment. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The next general meeting on July the 19th will be a quiz based on the AROCP questions delivered by Peter, VK5PX. The general meeting on August the 16th will be by Wayne, VK5APN, and this will be about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. Looking still further ahead, September the 20th general meeting, we will learn about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons, presented by Colin and Mark. Next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you've still got time to finish a UFO. The antenna tower at Crafers is almost ready to be lifted up, but this process has been held up by the wind and the rain for the next week or two. A big thank you to all those who have helped with this mammoth task over the past 2 months. Our VK5 RAD repeater should be back to its former area of coverage again. Every Monday night at 8 p.m. South Australian local time, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Yes, the North East Radio Club AGM is on again, and it will be next Friday, the 13th of July. The location will be the usual meeting place, the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent, and everything kicks off around about 6:30. So come along and have a good time at the AGM. There'll be $5 cover charge for consumables, and you're asked to bring some sweets or a salad to share with everybody else. Now, whilst there'll be tea and coffee and soft drinks available, you can, of course, bring along the beverage of your choice, so feel free to do so. And, of course, we're still looking for some nominations, so if you feel you could serve on the committee, by all means, put your hand up. And as usual, we'll have a special guest speaker on the night talking about something which is not radio. So hope that you'll all enjoy that. So once again, don't forget, next Friday the 13th of July, the North East Radio Club Annual General Meeting. I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
and from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief note from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 1st of August, and the next Tech Nights will be as follows. Wednesday, July 18th, will be a presentation by on ATV by Ian, VK5ZD. August 15th will be a presentation on microwave transmissions. September 19th will be a presentation on optical transmissions. October 17th will be a presentation on digital modes. November 21st will be a presentation on test equipment applications. December 19th will be the club Christmas function. January and February 2019 to be advised. The fifth Wednesday event on August 29th is to be advised. The 2 meter sideband net is on each Friday night from 2000 hours, 8 p.m. Frequency 144.150 megahertz. All are welcome to join in. My apologies for the incorrect frequency given during the past two Sunday morning broadcasts. The work on the beacons is progressing and the news on when they are operational will be advised as soon as possible. For those who inquired, the frequency for the 6 meter repeater is output 53.775 megahertz, input 52.775 megahertz. It may be under maintenance, so persevere. It will respond eventually. Preparations for the Science Alive event at Wavell in August are now underway, and the contact is John VK5NI. Graham VK5WX will give a short talk on the Parkes Observatory on the night of the August General Meeting. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. See you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The foundation course to be held on the last weekend in July has quite a few participants, but there are still spaces. If you would like to enrol, please contact Percy, VK5ZKU, before the 14th of July. Details are on the website, www.scark.org.au. The club is embarking on some mini tech nights each month on subjects such as DMR, Fusion, IRLP, Echolink, APRS and Hotspot. If you have a suggestion for a 15 to 20 minute presentation and would like to volunteer, please contact me at vk5pet@wia.org.au. Several project ideas are in development as well. Our club meets each Thursday evening from 7 p.m. at the Seaford Meadows Scout Hall on Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows, and you are always welcome, as you will be on our weekly 2 metre net on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on VK5RSV. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. First up today, we would like to welcome our newly minted foundation licensee to the fold. Shane, VK5, Foxtrot, Bravo, Lima Zulu, has just been made official by the ACMA, and we now look forward to him getting on 2 metres and becoming involved in club activities. Shane works shift work, so his time will be a bit limited, but I'm sure that we will be hearing from him when he is able to spare a bit of time. The gremlins have been busy again, and we have been hearing some strange interference on some of our repeaters. They, the gremlins that is, are determined that John VK5DJ and the repeater maintenance team do not rest on their laurels or forget how the repeater network functions. Hi, hi. There always appears to be something to keep the fellas occupied. That's it for this week, as my brain has gone inactive and I can't think of anything else to say at the moment. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Well, depending on the weather conditions, Horus 49 may be launched at 10 a.m. this morning. Back in 2016, AREG and Project Horus helped Anstey the Echidna, the Tea Tree Gully Library's mascot, explore near space. Anstey didn't have enough fun on the previous launch, and so this morning, all being well, Anstey will be relaunched back into near space on a high-altitude balloon. The launch is currently scheduled for 10 a.m. Central Standard Time this morning. However, as usual, weather conditions may cause this to be rescheduled. The launch will be from the Mount Barker High School Oval, and spectators are welcome. The launch crew should be on the site from approximately 9 a.m. In addition, the Horus 49 balloon will also be carrying telemetry and imaging payloads. Tracking of the flight will be available via the HabHub tracker. Further details may be found on the AREG web pages, and up-to-date information may be found on AREG's Facebook page. AREG's next meeting will be the Annual General Meeting, and it is scheduled for the Friday the 20th of July at the Redbeds Community Centre, Fitch Road, Fulham. A keynote speaker is being lined up for the evening's talk, however, the itinerary is still to be locked in. This should be a good evening and meeting, as the formal parts will be short, and the rest of the evening will be with the keynote speaker and general discussion over coffee, tea and cake. So come along and meet the AREG members. The invitation is open to everyone to enjoy the evening with like-minded and keen amateur radio people. Further information will be promoted on next week's broadcast and on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.